Good evening, and I'm Gianna Flago here with Celeste Flago on May 19th, 7:16 p.m. Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine, Gianna.
Okay, would you mind answering a few questions about the civil rights movement for me?
No, not at all.
Okay, let's begin. Do you remember the civil rights movement?
Yes, I do.
And could you tell us a little bit about it?
The civil rights movement was not just about the rights of minorities. It included gay and lesbian rights, women's rights. I remember that. I mean, I was growing up. I was only in grade school when it started. I was entering high school, so I really didn't experience that much of it.
Okay. Did this event affect your family?
Well, later on, when it was starting to be televised, we watched the news a lot. And I just couldn't get over, you know, what was going on. It's something that was supposed to be peaceful marches, turned into very violent things.
Right.
And that's the way it affected us. Why? Mainly by watching TV.
And did it affect you specifically?
No, not really, because when I was in high school, our high school, Highland High School, was segregated.
Yeah.
We had Orientals, we had Hispanics, African Americans, so it was a very segregated school. And then when I entered the workforce, our work, wherever I worked, the dental field, the medical field, it was not prejudiced in the least. There were whites, there was African Americans. They hired them on the basis of your skills.
And I know that you said that you were young most of the time when it was happening, but did you understand what was going on?
Did I ever what, babe?
I know that you said you were young when you were going through this time period, but did you understand what was happening?
When I was younger or when I got older?
Both.
When I was younger, no. Because our neighborhood was mainly white. Our grade school was mainly white. Like I said to you, when I entered high school, the workforce, that's when... And I didn't think nothing of it. I wasn't that kind of a person.
And did your school change? Education?
No, not at all. No, not at all. If anything, more minorities were going into our school. You could see it from my freshman year to my senior year that there were more, you know, minorities entering the school. One of my best friends from where I worked at the medical field, she was at me and my husband's wedding. She was one of my best friends. I mean, unfortunately, as you get older, like Gianna, you'll say, from your teens, 20s, you lose friends, not because of the color of their skin, but sometimes that happens.
Did you observe different scenes of discrimination at any time?
You mean during, like, my high school years, neighborhood?
Anytime.
No, not at all. Not at all. It was a white neighborhood that I grew up in. So, like I said to you, the only thing that I seen was, like, if it was in the news, in paper, the
and
girls...
what did you see during the news, like, when you were watching the news?
Well, you know, it was unfortunate what they were doing, because what started out that was supposed to have been, like, a peaceful marches with, like, John F. Kennedy. The 60s were horrible, because three of the most important men were assassinated that were trying to get, you know, segregation in school, equal rights for the minorities. They were all assassinated. And what they were preaching was peaceful demonstrations. And as I got older, it didn't turn out to be that way, unfortunately.
And the last question I have for you is, did you experience the full effects of the civil rights movement?
As far as me, like, marching for them, or...
Anything.
No, not really, Gianna. I mean, You know, I've seen it, like I said, I'm going to repeat myself again. The only time that I've seen it was like on TV. In fact, even the girls that I worked with, even when I went to school, they never brought it up. We really didn't talk about it. Maybe once in a while you would hear somebody talk about it. But that was all. We didn't see mainly any of that. I didn't see any of that. Just TV, the newspaper. No, not at all, Gianna.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, and I appreciate you letting me interview you.
Oh, you're welcome, babe. Anytime.